Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is going to be on releasing stuck emotions. And also it's more about higher consciousness around emotions. So that's our intention, is that we might go to a higher place with emotions, which is tricky for a lot, okay? But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening over in God. If you didn't come to the Sound Healing Conference, which it looks like we just set it for next year, September 13th or 14th. And it was an amazing time. Really, one of the most amazing things about it to start with is the temple we're in. I mean, everybody. When you walk in and you look up, it's like, whoa, oh my God. It's so spectacularly beautiful. It's really beautiful. Sherith congregation, oh my God. And so it'll be in the same place next year. We're going to have some major speakers and groups next year. So we're still on a bit of a high from it. And also, we've got our next semester coming up here at the Institute and online. The Institute classes start January 22nd for the Sound Healing Certificate and Associate Degree Program. And that's about 3.5 months, and the degree program is 1.5 years. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have some amazing instructors, really amazing instructors. I just love my instructors, and students do too. They're just, people just go through such major transformations. If you can't make it, the online classes are really good. I mean, we just did the whole class on releasing stuck emotions this morning, and it works really well. It's very interactive with live instructors, or you could do it by video. You can start just about any time, October 30th, July 13th, about every 2 weeks, we have ongoing enrollment. So that's the sound healing. We do have the whole degree online as well. And then we've got the audio recording program, the online version starting on October 30th. And it's about 22 weeks if you want to do the whole thing. And it's about how to record, mix, produce, and it works really well online. You're able to see my screen and see Pro Tools and see what I'm mixing. We also, and hear what I'm mixing as well in real time. We also go through how to really make music that affects you and record music that affects you in a really deep way. So we actually have a whole component of music theory. We have a whole section on how to use binaural beats. We go through frequencies based on chakras. We talk about how to create a project based on an intention and the actual breath of that intention. So it's really, really if you want to learn how to record, that's the place to be, especially sound healing music, or incorporate sound healing techniques into the type of music you do. So that starts October 30th at the Institute. It's actually starting January 23rd. And if you pay in full for these programs for the Institute versions, you can get a big discount by November 1st, as much as $1,500 actually, or get $1,000 off if you pay for the online program, degree program, by November 1st. We also have some events that are going to be coming up. We haven't got them completely scheduled. Oh, we do have our open house coming up on October. Oh my God, I'm blanking out. It's next Sunday, a week from today, which would be October 28th. And that's from 1 to 6. It's free, all about how sound affects you at every level. And we do a lot of meditations with crystal bowls and voice and put people on sound tables. It's just a party. It's just a party. If you can make it, come on in and bliss out. It's funny, some people say 5 hours, 1 to 6. And it's so interesting. After 5 hours, nobody wants to leave. They just want to keep going because we just get deeper and deeper. So if you can make it, that's a week from tomorrow, Sunday the 28th from 1 to 6 p.m. We're going to start doing a lot of meetups and events with different musicians and kirtan over the next few months. And we're also planning on starting a whole yoga with sound class in the mornings as well. We also have some new products in the store. We've got, besides the sound lounge, which vibrates you powerfully, a lot of hospitals are using them. We're working with the VA. We're working with first responders. It's really effective to get rid of anxiety. And the sound table and the sound pillows, which you can put on top of you while you're on the sound table, or just get the sound pillow or sound dolphin, are really effective. And then we got the base pod. Kaiser Hospital is referring their patients to us because of the base pod. It's the subwoofer that you put on the body, and it will get rid of just about any pain. It's amazingly effective. It's also good for nerves and tendons and ligaments. I mean, I got a massage a couple months ago, and I couldn't walk. It was too intense. And within a half hour, I was back to normal. It's just incredible. But now what we have is the BodyTune belt, straps, and vest. We've got the strap is a speaker that you wrap on any part of the body, so you don't have to hold the speaker on there with the base pod. And we've got frequencies for nerves, tendons, muscles. I mean, pain, it's incredible. Digestion. Or you can get the belt that has three speakers in it. And now you're really vibrating. And it's really good for your lower back or anywhere on the back. Again, for any pain on the body, you can even put them on the bottom of the feet. And then if you get a bunch of these belts, which has three speakers in it, you could have as many as 18 speakers, 9 speakers on the front and 9 speakers on your back. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You'll be vibrated into bliss. You can listen to frequencies for pain or digestion or music. You can have multi-track music flowing through your body. Oh, my God. It's like so unbelievably cool and fun, okay, and effective for different issues as well. I mean, if you got depression, I mean, it'll be gone. I mean, I bet you it will be gone, right? Really effective. So that's what's happening with the equipment. What else? We've also got we've got our sound lounges and sound tables are on sale right now, 15% off for about a week here. And we also have, we just got a ton of new Alchemy crystal bowls and regular crystal bowls. So we have like whole chakra sets of crystal bowls that are 15% off now. So instead of $5,700, it's like $4,800, or you can get the really high-end set. Instead of $9,700, it's $8,200. You can see all of our bowls and listen to all of our bowls. We've recorded every one of them in stereo, really high-quality stereo. And you can see them on the website at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. Just click on the instruments and you'll see the alchemy bowls. And so we got a whole new batch, and lots of them to play with and check out. They're even just fun to listen to on the web, right? We also have tons of other instruments you'll see in our store at soundoflove.com. And we also have our therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com. We do a full range of assessments where we can find your home note and vibrate you into your natural peace. We can also find what's wrong by doing voice analysis and give you a CD in the key of what's wrong for many issues. We also do chakra treatments. We do sound on the massage table. Massage on the sound table. We also do a voice. We do crystal bowls. We do tuning forks. A full range of treatments that we do, some of them online as well, and that's at soundtherapycenter.com. So, a lot going on. Or you can find all of our classes at soundhealingcenter.com and all of the other things that we're doing. Actually, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. So I want to talk about working with emotions from a different perspective. Emotions are tricky because a lot of people around here say that stuck or negative emotions can kill you. If you're running fear over many years, or anxiety, or anger, they will kill you over time. They create chaotic vibrations that break down your heart, your nervous system, your circulatory system, and affect your digestion dramatically. It can totally kill you over time. And the good news is it often takes 7 years of running these energies before it turns into a major disease. At least that's what some people say. But it is not good for you. But on the other hand, if you don't feel your emotions, you're dead already, right? If you're not feeling anything, you're already dead. Seems like there's two main things that make us not feel. One is trauma, wide range of trauma, too much to feel anymore, and the system shuts down. Or, completely different, is business. It's like, oh, I can't feel anything. I got to work. I got to go to work. I got to make a bunch of money. Or I'm struggling. I got to make money. Or I got to make a ton of money. I want to be rich. Oh, God, you know? Feelings? I don't want to drop into those. They're too messy. Feelings or emotions are too messy. Let's just do business. Right? There's a lot of people that are not feeling anything. But if you feel an emotion for too long, oh my God, it can kill you. If you feel a negative emotion for too long, these are the emotions that are creating chaotic vibrations in your system. And we think about how long is too long. Well, you know, if you're feeling it for a month, you're in trouble. I mean, even I'm down to like more than a day, and that's like, you know, that's a problem. But I'm now thinking more than 10 minutes, right? More than 10 minutes is a problem. Let's go to like 10 seconds. I mean, if emotions are not good for you physically, negative emotions, the ones that are chaotic, then why have them for too long at all? I mean, if we can nip them in the bud and go to like love and compassion, especially around anger, we could go to compassion instead of anger. Immediately run compassion. Why are they doing what they're doing? They know not. They're entrained into the craziness of our society for thousands and thousands of years. Or if you have anxiety, just go straight to love. Or if you have fear, go straight to love. Right? And there's no reason to run these emotions for very long. Sometimes when something happens, it just comes over you, right? That's fine. That's fine. But sometimes we totally resist emotions, and that's the worst of all. I mean, if it's coming in and you're going, no, I don't want to feel it, you're in big trouble then. That's the worst of all. So let it in. If it's coming in, it's going to knock you over. Let it in. But don't run it for very long. Transmute that sucker. Transmute it. into something that won't hurt you and that will help the world. There are many negative emotions. All the negative emotions are easy to tell because they create a chaotic, anxious vibration in you. So there's things like, let's look at the list from Abraham Hicks. There's fear, there's depression, or despair, or powerlessness. Probably the worst one of all. It's like you can imagine my mouth open, trying to make a sound, and nothing comes out like this. There's nothing worse than that. Or insecurity. Or guilt. Jealousy. Hatred and rage. Discouragement. Blame. It's hard to do a sound for blame unless you point. Or worry. Worry is like a bad emotion and a good emotion. It's like a bad outcome or a good outcome, but it's the oscillation back and forth between the two. Or doubt, disappointment, overwhelmment. Okay, frustration, irritation, impatience. It just constricts your breath, all of these. Pessimism, or boredom, right? There's a woman, forget her name, E.S. Can't think of her name right now. I'll probably think of it in a bit. She talks about superior thinking, like intolerance, impatience, arrogance, manipulation, attack, anger, judgmental thinking, where you're above someone. Or inferior thinking, worry, low self-love or self-esteem, jealousy, guilt, hurt, fear, attachment, and martyrdom. You're not good enough. You're below others. Whereas when we're equal to others, that would be a centered spiritual self, which could include, and we can do the sounds of these, humility, non-judgment. Well, that's an interesting one to do. Non-judgment. Surrender. Harmony. Unity or oneness, compassion, faith, forgiveness, kibash, cooperation, self-love. Integration. Kibutita. Kibupita. Balance. Di-bu. Di-bu. Personal power. Whoa! Right? Confidence. Whoa! Unconditional love. Self-mastery. Ho. Ho. All of these support your health and heal your body. The higher emotions are really good for you. The chaotic ones will kill you. So chaotic ones are okay as long as you don't keep running them. I mean, if you've been running anger about your parents for years, come on, you're just hurting yourself. It's really time to let go. Again, number one thing that I do for compassion, is, why are they doing what they do? They're doing it because that's the way they learned from their parents, from their society when they grew up. It's all entrainment into this matrix that is just wacky on our planet. It is so not self-empowering. It is so not about being abundant and in universal love. It is all about not being good enough, right? So we're all entrained into this, and it causes a lot of problems. So it's nobody's fault. So enjoy, just about, maybe there's some dark beings out there that have been controlling things for a long time. Maybe it's their fault, right? Or just the structure of the universe, right? There's, but it's not any people's fault. We're just kind of just going with what's around us. You know, there's few people that are, more and more, that are totally taking their power back and going into this loving vibration and being fully whole, heart open. And that's the deal. It's interesting. Another aspect of emotions is to not be attached to them. It's like we are not these negative emotions. We are a pure, perfect spirit, which is a totally stable, consistent vibration. We are a point of awareness, which is totally still. It's like the camera. It's like the witness. We are just watching, and there is no emotions in the witness. It's perfectly stable and still. We are universal love. That is our essence in this universe. And that is a 1,000 gazillion percent stable vibration, consistent as all get out, right? We are not these emotions. So many people are attached to their emotions and they're like, well, that's the way I feel. That's the way I feel. Well, if you feel angry, yes, that is the way you feel at that time, but it's not the way you have to feel. We have control of our emotions. We can choose whatever we want. A perfect example is the movie Inside Out. This little girl has the wonderful memories of her childhood, playing with her parents. And then she moved to a place, San Francisco, where that she doesn't like and gets made fun of. And then her memories that she loved become a bummer because she doesn't have them anymore. And this is quite common. It's probably the most common emotion we have or transformation we have. Our time together with either a mate or a family member or someone close, and then either you break up or they die. And it can often go from, oh my God, that was incredible, to it sucks so much they're gone. It's so sad they're gone. It's such a bummer they're gone. When just before, it was like, oh my God, I'm so happy that I had them in my life. So it's so easy to choose. You can choose. Okay, are you going to be bummed? Or are you going to run gratitude and go, I'm so blessed to have had such a wonderful person in my life? Anything you lose, you could lose a house. You could lose all you have. And you could still go, it sucks, I don't have it anymore. Or you can go, what a blessing I had in my life. It's this person, that stuff is a beautiful bright light on the timeline of my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's totally up to you what you want to feel, right? These emotions are your choice. Sometimes they knock you over, someone rips you off or hurts you physically, right? It's natural to have an emotion like, oh God, this sucks. Does suck, especially if you're still in pain for a long time, right? Then it's a little trickier to switch it when it's still going on. It's definitely trickier. But if it's gone, you don't need to feel that anymore. You're missing the present bliss moment, right? Okay. So non-attachment to emotions is really the deal. To realize, and it's the number one thing I do mentally, I am not this emotion. I'm going to resonate universal love. I'm going to resonate peace, the essence of my soul. I'm going to resonate spirit, that which I am. Even though there's this wild emotion passing through, I'm not going to be it. I am not going to be it. I'm going to be who I am. The emotion is just a wave, right? Let's listen to a song about releasing stuck emotions. This is called ESR, which stands for Emotional Stress Relief. And so if you have any emotions that you'd like to let go of, we'll play with this in a minute. We've got tons of techniques we use with the voice, but use this song to release whatever you have going on. This is a song with a quantum feel for emotional stress relief. Enjoy. Thank you. We have many techniques that you can use with the voice. One is to just make the sound of an emotion with the intention of releasing it. It can get really, really intense, right? And if you get just the right sound, it unravels. Another is to make a sound of an emotion and slowly transform it into a beautiful sound. It's kind of like this. Let me demonstrate. The slower you do it, the better. That's really a cool one. The other one that you can do is also make the sound that the part of the body that's holding the emotion wants you to make. So it's a matter of finding out where in the body that emotion is stuck. So you can normally tell, you know, it's like that previous relationship, it's in my neck, right? Or something often goes through your intestines, your digestion. Sometimes it's just tension. Could be anywhere in the lower back. I mean, it's often easy to track down. If you can't track it down, you could actually use the traditional Chinese medicine of fear is in the kidneys, anger is in the liver, grief is in the blood, actually, and you know, use those. But it's often easy to find. Once you find where it is, sometimes you have to chase it around because you start making a sound and it actually moves through the body. So sometimes you have to track it down. But then after you know where it is in the body, just make the sound for that part of the body. So focus on the pain or the tension and try and match it, or you could actually break it up with a really intense sound of like, ah, or harmonize it into coherence and beauty. Just do a really sweet sound to it, right? Or even a combination. You could do sweet and then break up the sound, break it up with an intense sound and then go back to sweet. It's often nice to end with something really sweet on that part of the body. And this is very cool because you can also do movement and stretching while trying to release it. So if I'm trying to get rid of this little pain in my neck, you know, based on her, it's all her fault, of course. Well, I just go, I don't focus on the emotion. I'm focusing on my neck, and I do this. You can try it on your own self while I'm doing it. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. I often do it when I have something emotional that's affecting my stomach. I'll like, and focus on my stomach. That's very effective. I found that really effective. Oh my God. You know, if it's true that 100% of emotion, I'm sorry, 100% of disease is caused by negative and stuck emotions, then this could cut your medical bill 90% or more. I mean, if it's 100%, it could cut it completely. You may never die, right? I think this is why higher beings and aliens don't die, is because they actually aren't running any negative emotions. The ones that live like thousands of years, right, are beings that live thousands of years, if that's true. It's really interesting when you get some really deep ones, probably the most difficult emotions or most common are sadness and grief. but they get a bad rap. Sadness is not a negative emotion. Well, there's two types of sadness. You've got sadness, which is like the blah sadness. It's like a subtle energy drain, right? But there's another type of sadness that is complete beauty and sweetness. It's a sweet sadness. It's like when you cry and cry and you're done crying and there's this complete peace. You're not happy, but you're not in this chaotic vibration anymore. You are at peace. That's the beautiful sadness. It's the sadness of Kuan Yin. Really, really sweet. It's like a sad song. A sad song does not hurt you physically. They're beautiful. Right? We love sad songs. I love sad movies. You know? Sadness is not bad for you. Some people think if they get sad, they're going to go to despair or depression. But you don't have to. You can totally relish and enjoy. And if you think of it as a coherent, beautiful flow of energy, as opposed to the chaos of the negative emotions, which is like, ah, it is really stressful, actually. Now, that's what sad song, the sweet sadness is. It is not a chaotic vibration. It's very sweet. It's very good for your body. And the problem is that our society is so anti-sadness. It's like, oh, we got to be happy. Got to be happy. Oh, you're sad. Let me go. Let's cheer you up. You know, let's go have a drink or do distraction. You know, come on. You shouldn't be sad. You should be happy. But my mom died. Or look at the state of the planet and politics and the state of society. I mean, if you're just present with this planet, it's natural to be sad. But you don't have to go to the bummer sad. You can go to the sweet sad. Kuan Yin's not depressed, right? Just go to that sweetness. It's like got a little bit of love in it. Same with grief. Grief is good. Grief is sweet. You know, when my kitty died, I just was sad, and I didn't fight it. I didn't resist it. And I didn't listen to any happy songs. I just, you know, relished in the sadness. And I felt great. I felt grounded. I felt in my body. I remember going to the store and thinking, people are just running around with their heads cut off. I mean, it's just crazy. Where I felt so in my body. Sadness and grief do not have to feel bad. It's just like a sad movie, right? We love sad movies. At least a lot of people do. Some people don't, right? They're scared of it because they're afraid they'll go the other way. I know some people that have been depressed a lot in their lifetime, and they're scared to death of sadness. But the problem is if you don't feel sadness, you're shutting down your emotional system, and you won't feel anything else either, or it will be thwarted. You know, emotions are incredible. They are incredible. It's like Corey Good, who's in the Secret Space Program, he says that the aliens have been and beings have been programming our DNA for millions and millions of years. And a lot of aliens are really jealous of us because we have the widest perspective of emotions of any beings in the universe. And he says, this is really interesting, that because we have such a wide spectrum of being able to feel incredible joy and bliss, it comes with also being able to feel incredible despair and really negative emotions. The way our DNA is programmed, they both come together. If you're going to feel every intense emotions, you got to be able to feel negative and positive. You can't not have both. You got to have both. So if you think of it that way, it's like, thank you. Okay, we have some really intense negative emotions that we feel, but that allows us to feel profound bliss and joy, profound love, profound ecstasy. So can be really grateful for that. It's very cool. But on another perspective, a lot of people and spiritual leaders, including Alice Bailey, who channels Dijwakul, say that where we're headed is to a place where we drop the emotional body. We completely drop it. And we just exist in love and light all the time. So we're still feeling things, but we're in a higher dimension. So we just drop the lower emotional body altogether. It's interesting because some people use this as a bypass, right? Where they just go to bliss and then they come home and kick the dog or other people. I know a lot of people that kick other people that are amazing healers. Amazing healers. Or rip other people off. I mean, there's like a long list of people that have intense shadow sides, right? But ultimately, when you go to this fifth dimensional love and light, where you're just in bliss, and you are watching for the shadow side, that's the place to be. You're watching. So you're really monitoring your 3D interactions with people from this higher place. Higher beings say, I've read this in a few books, they say emotions are silly illusions. So the trick is to transmute them whenever possible. I already talked about transmuting anger into compassion, transmuting anxiety and fear into love. It's really interesting because we often think things are coming in and affecting us. But when you take control and say, I'm not going to be affected by this. It's actually hard to not be affected. You can't just say, I'm not going to be affected. But if you simply run love, if you simply run compassion through your body and run that energy, you just completely transform that emotion altogether. So it comes down to what people sometimes call being a master of your lower self, which is mostly your emotions. Being a master of it, knowing that you have complete control over any emotion you're going to run. Sometimes emotions waft through us from the ether. There is a strong astral field of fear, anger, and anxiety on this planet, especially compacted in cities. And we often don't even have to have let me put it this way. There's this student that brought in a book who said that most emotions come from thoughts, You know, it's like you have to think, it sucks that they are hurting me before you get angry, right? It's mostly thoughts that actually create emotions. And because of that, you can undo them with thoughts. You can say, no, I am not that. No, I am a completely different vibration. My core essence is different, right? But other emotions come through feelings that just, it's like in the ether, it's like what we're just talking about, that the emotions of other people come through us. I mean, if you just see somebody in an emotion, you often feel it. Or if you talk to somebody on the phone, sometimes you get it in the quantum field. You know, it's like last week, it's like a friend of mine, I just knew she was not doing well. And I could feel my heart was just hurting. And I just got this really strong sense that I didn't even talk to her, right? I just knew. So often we do get waves of emotions in the astral field that come through us, right? But it's so easy to transform. This is what I want to say, is being a master of your lower self is not hard. It's like going from that sucks to running love. That sucks what they're doing to me, to running compassion. It's just that simple. It's not hard at all. Most people know how to send love or run love. If you don't, that's a really good one to practice. A lot of people don't know how to do compassion. That's a really good one to learn and practice, because that's like the number one thing that will overcome a lot of anger and negative emotions is compassion. It's very cool, right? There's many higher emotions that you can run. You could do, one of my favorites is positive expectation. I had this psychic treatment with this woman. It was amazing. And she said, okay, feel in your body a groundedness with positive expectation. Try that one. Feel in your, you, everybody listen. Feel positive expectation. That is such a cool one. It's kind of like really soft and centered, but it's like from your center, just expecting something positive. It's like a wee, hi. That's a really good one. Optimism is cool. Passion is good. Oh, here's another good one. Freedom. It's an interesting sound. What would be the sound of freedom? Make the sound of freedom. Or one of my favorites besides love is joy. Joy often comes from babies, group experiences, love, nature. Nature is huge. It's amazing how much joy nature brings. And animals, oh my God, I just love my kitty, right? Well, think of something that really brings you joy. And go back to that place right now and feel that joy in your body and emotions completely. And then, if it had a sound, make the sound of it. Incredible. Joy is so contagious. Look for joy everywhere and run it as much as you can. I think it's like one of the most powerfully beautiful emotions. I mean, being in ecstasy and one with the entire universe and complete universal love, that one's not bad at all as well. And look for these higher emotions and shorten the time where the negative emotions are in control. And shorten them more and more anytime you have them until you nip them in the bud completely and you never have them. We're not talking bypassing. If you bypass it, it will nip you in the butt. It will get you in the butt. Can't bypass it. You have to face it. But you can transmute it so that you are not running these negative energies. As Patricia Cota Robles says, we're not meant to be suffering. We are not meant to be suffering. We're meant to be in bliss. So just do it. Again, our intention is to run higher emotions. Be a master all the time. Hold that energy as if it's already done. We are all now masters, watching for those suckers coming in and transmuting them. Right? Hold that energy for the rest of your life and lifetimes, every moment. Don't allow these others anymore. Transmute them immediately, and you'll be so healthy. You might just live forever then. Thanks so much for listening, and take care.